I was at a carnival or circus, or maybe it was a county fair because it was being held in a field. There were tents, sideshows, amusement rides that whirled you around. There were the House of Horrors, games like knock the milk bottles over and pop the balloons and shoot the ducks.
It sounds like a fair.
And it had all the archetypes. There was a freak, a strong man, a fat lady, a woman with a beard, a fake mermaid, the usual stuff. At least during the day. But at night, it was different.
So your dream started during the day and ended up at night.
I don't recall where it ended up. But I remember I was standing in front of a tent. There was a sign, a big hand cut out of plywood. On it was painted, "Your palm red, $5, Madame LaRue."
A gypsy fortune teller.
She was, or she looked like one.
Did she dress the part?
She wore a headscarf, bangles, beads, and hoops for earrings. She looked very gypsy. And she had an accent. When I stepped inside her tent, it was dark. There were candles. The place smelled like stale cigars. Madame LaRue was sitting at a card table. In front of her was a crystal ball. She gestured for me to sit. I sat. I held out my hand, but she shook her head. She said,
$5.
I was reaching into my pocket when I noticed the crystal ball was actually hovering above the table.
In the air?
Yeah. And when she saw me looking at it, she said,
$10.
I figured it was suspended from a wire that I couldn't see. But she passed her hands around the ball to show me...
See? No string.
Nice trick.
I didn't want to give her a 10. I knew it was a scam. But finally I did. She took it. It was crisp. She snapped it.
Good.
She closed her eyes, and the ball began to turn. And as it turned, it kept rising higher. It was reflecting the lights of the candles. And then I noticed the ball was covered with tiny mirrors. And it kept rising higher and higher. And when it reached the top of the tent, turning around with lights flashing everywhere, I realized it wasn't a crystal ball. It was a disco ball.
A disco gypsy.
With all those lights swirling around, I felt like I was suspended in the air. I was spinning around. What was really weird was how my dream kept unfolding. It was like a series of tiny scenes, one spinning into another. Her voice was inside my head. I could hear her saying,
"To change the past, you are powerless. But you have the power to change the present and to shape the future."
How? Tell me how.
$10, $10 more, I tell you all.
So I gave her the $10 more.
Good.
All right, what do I do?
You have the power to shape the present and the future by what you do, moment to moment. If you start at this moment.
And did you?
I woke up. But I've been thinking about it a lot. I mean, can I really change my future by what I do? Moment to moment? I mean, what do you think?
I think it was worth the extra 10.